Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, I stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751 and leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas-Brown, your host and straight spouse educator and peer support specialist. For this program, I want to talk to you about Straight Spouse 12 Steps Recovery Plan. These are the 12 steps for straight spouse recovery adapted by South Florida Connects, Inc. Recovery is not only for straight spouses with addiction to the lies their husbands tell them and the denial that they choose to live in, but it is also for their friends and family who may find it hard to believe that their loved one is actually a straight spouse. Many straight spouses in recovery will find that these steps are not just a way to help you get out of a bad situation, but to help guide you toward a new life and an improved you. So let's talk about the first step, which is honesty. After many years of denial, recovery can begin with one simple admission of being in denial about your spouse's gay orientation. This is something your family and friends will have to accept too. They too will have to be honest about their denial or lack of acceptance of the truth before them. Step number two is faith. It is a fact that you have to exercise your faith before it can be of any use to you. Before God can begin to make things different and help you salvage your brokenness, you have to have faith and believe that things can change for the better, or that you can get up and move on to better things with God's help. You must believe and act. And that is to act like you know that it is true that you will become better, even better than you were before the disclosure or discovery of your spouse's same-sex orientation. Step number three is surrender. You must surrender all of your old thinking. It will be difficult, but a lifetime of mythical thinking has to end. You have to start facing reality. Your reality. Because your reality run is not what you thought it was. And you have to surrender the old thinking as you prepare to adopt the truth as it is and really is. You have to drop everything completely and turn a new page and begin to rewrite your script. With God's help, you can do anything now. Remember what Philippians 4 verse 13 says? I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This gets us to step 4, which is soul searching. This is a process, not an event. Straight spouse recovery is a process. It can be a shortened process, or it can be a long, drawn-out process. It all depends on whether you are willing to do a complete surrender of your old mythical thinking and accept your new normal. The fact that you are a straight spouse in a mixed orientation relationship. Step 5 is integrity. This is the step that will provide you the most opportunity for new growth. It will also be the most difficult for some of you to face, as true integrity means you have to stop lying to yourself and accept the facts the way they are without all the excuses, half-truths, and deception. When you are able to face everything and accept it as it is, you will find that the difficulty may be somewhat diminished. Above all else, your integrity is to be treasured, so this is a great time to rehabilitate it. You may have ruined it unintentionally, especially during those times when you helped to perpetrate the lie that all was well and your marriage was wonderful, when you know that behind closed doors, you really didn't have a marriage. Pretending that your great-looking public life that drew envy was just the way it was at home ruined your integrity, but you have a chance to rehabilitate it now, so go for it. Let's talk about step number 6, which is acceptance. The most important aspect to this step is your acceptance. That is, accepting the fact that you are married to someone who is of same-sex orientation. Accepting that you are a straight spouse. Accepting that your children are the product of a mixed orientation union. Accepting that you are now a part of the millions of men and women who are straight spouses and have been unknowingly married to someone who may have been outrightly deceptive in their intimate dealings with you and the rest of your family. You have to now accept this truth exactly as it is and be entirely willing to let your spouse go or work on the new dynamics of your present marriage. Step number 7 is humility. This is so hard for so many people, especially after you experience all of this and the fact that you now know so much more than you ever did. This is humility, and this step makes this a main focus. How do you practice humility after all of this? By asking your higher power to rescue you and teach you how to be humble. Humility cannot come from you alone. It is not your nature to practice humility at all times. Your own self-will and determination is not enough. So reach for your higher power. Call in your support. Remember that you are not alone. You are never alone. God is always there with you. So reach out to Him, because this is a difficult step for you to take. Step number 8 is willingness. With humility usually comes a need to make amends. Not that you were intentionally doing wrong to others, but that you may have burned some bridges because you were not willing or ready to believe that you had a secret gay spouse. You may have kicked some people out of your life, as there was a time when it felt like it was so much easier to live your life of denial without them in it. Now you have to prepare to make amends. try making a list of those who you may have harmed, because you know, before you came to the rude awakening, that they were right all along. Coming into straight spouse recovery may sound simple, but becoming willing to actually make amends to those you wronged before your integrity strengthened, your acceptance became reality, and your humility came to life will be very difficult. You can do it, though. If you have come this far in your recovery, you can go all the way.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for.
Let's talk about step five, which is forgiveness. So, making amends to everyone will most likely seem like a very bitter pill to swallow. However, if you are serious about your straight spouse recovery, you will find that it is great medicine for your spirit as well as your soul. Giving up the hurt and the pain, and as well as accompanying resentment, will help you with your forgiveness. True forgiveness will help you heal faster than you ever imagined. And while you're thinking about this, remember that forgiveness is not about them, it's about you. Forgiveness is not letting them off the hook. It's about letting yourself off the hook so that you can benefit from all of God's blessings that He has in store for you. Let's talk about step 10, which is maintenance. Do you like to admit that you made a mistake? I don't know anybody who does, and you are not alone if you don't. Nobody likes to admit being wrong, but you need to be able to admit when you made mistakes if you want to maintain spiritual progress throughout your straight spouse recovery journey. It is absolutely necessary to maintain your spiritual prowess in your recovery process. No one can do it for you. Only you can do this with God's help, of course. Step 11, making contact. Now is the time to discover the plan God has for you. You must truly try to understand what He has in store for your life. Your earlier suffering was not by mistake. It has a purpose in the grand scheme of things. Remember that if God brought you to it, He will bring you through it. But how, you ask? What does He want you to do with all of this? Find out, as your suffering was not meant to be left in a vacuum. It has a purpose, and God will help you apply it to that purpose so others can be helped. Remember that your life has meaning, so find out what is required and just do it. Step 12 in our Straight Spouse 12-step recovery process is service. How does this work? Practicing understanding, empathy, and sharing your newfound straight spouse awareness with others who are still where you were, which is in denial, is a service. For straight spouses in recovery, practicing step 12 is simply how this works. There is no catch to it, no hidden agenda. Your genuine service to others will be a true reflection of your new and improved self-worth, your new acceptance of your new reality, and your new normal, where you feel right at home in your own skin. So just talking about your experiences with others, sharing some of the things that has happened, and talking about some of the milestones that you have achieved is service, because you will be helping others to know that they are not alone so that they can feel empowered to start their own healing process. And remember that no matter what happens, you are not alone. And remember that life was not meant to be this complicated and difficult. Period. Thank God for what you have. And remember to always trust Him for what you need. Be blessed, my straight spouse brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me for Straight Spouse Awareness. It was a pleasure having you with us this evening.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the
have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.
Be a soldier, I'll die for you.